Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Catch up with a few of the jocks now. Jim Byrne, good morning.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How did the track feel to you?
Look, honestly, it was without any silver lining or anything, it was absolutely amazing. It really was. The track, you could barely hear horses galloping over it. Mick Woody said to me this morning that he actually put 10 mils of water on it last night, and we had a pretty heavy dew. So the track, you were expecting it to cut in a little bit, but they did not. They probably scuffed the grass a little bit, but they're running good times on it. Probably galloped on a good forward track and, onward and upward.
Jim, this surface, the grass, is Cooch, not Kaikuya, is the case, I think, over at Doomben. Did the track feel much different?
No, it didn't feel... Well, I guess it may do, because you don't kind of get into the Cooch as much as as much as you do the Kaikuya. But they were bouncing off it. They actually weren't cutting into the grass, which is something that they do at Doomben. Look, it's a new track. I couldn't fault it, mate. It was absolutely fantastic. It really was. Last night, I actually never got to sleep till 1:30, just in anticipation of actually getting back to that track. I think, we're all needing our premier track back up and running, and it was just fantastic that it actually come through as good as it did today.
Jim, there's been so much work go into this because they've simply got to get it right this time. Do the track look like it's going to race a good, even surface from your initial impression?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things. I think where they put us, that's where the old track basically was racing good. Horses were making ground out wide. They couldn't win on the fence or just off the fence. They were racing probably 4 to 5 off and even further out. So this is a set part of the track that we actually do kind of, well, as a jockey, I know that we'll race reasonably good. And I'm more than confident that the rest of the track will be no different. There was really good grass coverage today. So if they were gone, and as I said, they put 10 mil down on the track. And we also had a fairly heavy dew. So if we were going to really cut into it, that today was going to be that real telling story that, they're going to cut into it a fair bit. We got trials there in a fortnight next week and hopefully race there in a fortnight. So everything for myself, there was nothing but positivity this morning and excitement of getting back to Eagle Farm.
Jim, the good thing is, as you said, there's been water going on this. This is the first time they put the toe in the water, literally, to have a go at it. Often in the winter, you can get wet tracks and quite heavy tracks up there. So hopefully this is going to stand up really well and drain well by the looks of it.
Well, we've got a fair space of time before we get to the winter, so it's going to be well established by the time we do get there. And as I said today, there was nothing but positivity. The track, you couldn't even hear horses galloping towards you. So the only time you heard them was when they were going past you. So it was fantastic. Even sitting in behind, I sat in behind a horse called She Is What She Is, and I tried to give her a bit of space, and there was no kickback. It was just very, very clean galloping.
I tell you what, Jim, there's going to be a lot of very relieved people hearing your comments today.
Yeah, look, no one more relieved than Queensland, the Queensland public and the Queensland punters, because at the end of the day, we, the industry itself, need Eagle Farm up and running. Mm. But, look, we need to restore confidence back in Queensland racing, and getting our premier track back up and racing fully and people, punters, are able to bet on it confidently. That's how we show what we've got here in Queensland.
It's a beautiful track, and when it's at its peak, it just races so well, doesn't it?
It does, correct. Look, it's been a long, long time. It's been a long road to get where we are today. And we've still got a fair bit of ground to cover. But, look, it is our premier track. People love getting there at Eagle Farm. They've spent a lot of money on the facilities there. I'm more than confident that once it's up and full racing again, because we're still a bit of time away from getting it up and fully racing, they're going to race on it periodically all the way through this year, or I should say next year, and build from thereafter. But, it was fantastic to be on it this morning. It was fantastic to observe and actually feel the way the track was today. So for myself, you know, I just can't wait to actually get out there and race on it.
Good on you, Jim. I appreciate your time because I know you're heading straight over to Doomben for barrier trials. Thanks, mate, and good luck through the week.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Dale Smith rode on the Eagle Farm track this morning, and he would have been one of the best judges in that he hadn't ridden there before, I don't think. Good morning, Dale.
Morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
Now, is this your first time ever on Eagle Farm?
I rode on it many, many moons ago, but that was when I was an apprentice, so a long time ago, so before it even got renovated.
Now, Dale, Mick Goody was keen to have you ride on this track this morning because basically you're going to give a real outsider's view of it, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly right. He just wanted a non-biased opinion on the track.
What did you think?
Well, it's very nice. The grass is it's got a good cover of grass on it. They're going up to their fetlocks in the grass, and then I did a couple of gallops on it and sat off on had a couple of boys sit off me, and they said that minimal kickback, and the track really held together really well, minimal divoting, and it looks like it's really come back.
Well, this sounds so positive, doesn't it? Because the first time they went on the other time, there was stuff flying everywhere. But today it sounds like it's consolidated pretty well.
It has. And, full credit to Mick Gooding and the team. They've done an absolutely sensational job on getting this track back to how it was this morning. You know, like I say, it's just full credit to the whole team.
How did it feel underfoot from your point of view, Dale?
Look, it's got a nice, had a nice bit of give in it because there's a good cover of grass on it. And, there was no fault that I could pick at any stage of the gallops. We were going right back to the winning post, trotting right around, getting a good feel of the whole track. So the whole gist I've got across the board from all the other boys as well is everyone's very, very happy and very keen to get back on it.
Dale Doomben's been racing amazingly well for such a long period on the Kaikuya, which can form a bit of a thatch, and it's quite thick. The Kaikuya, the Cooch grass they've used there at Eagle Farm is a much finer grass. How do you think it's going to stand up?
Yeah, look, when I trotted back after, so the second set that I done was about four sets in, like I say, we trotted right around and like I said, the grass is really knitted well. And like I say, you barely could see where we'd actually galloped. Like the previous four had actually galloped on it before me. So, I'm just really keen to get back and get riding on the track. And, looking forward to seeing Eagle Farm, back where it should be.
Dale, how did it feel like on the turns and so forth? Have they put a nice camber there? They've obviously put a lot of thought into this because they've got to get it right.
Yeah, definitely. And they've really helped. With the camber, it really helps the horse get around the track. And, like I say, I just could not fold it at any point of the track. It's just so good to be able to, have no negative input, and it's just all positive,
Well, the good thing is, Mick Goody from a long way back. He was preparing the track at Flemington there for many, many years, and he's a master at it.
Well, he is, and he got Caulfield right, and I was at Caulfield. I was apprentice at Caulfield when he was first up, when he was at Caulfield, and then obviously he went on to Flemington and, made it Flemington the main stage of what it is. So, it's all full credit to Mick and the team around him. I can't speak more highly of the track after today.
And for yourself, you've refired, you've rejuvenated your career, gone to Queensland, got a bit of sun on the back, a few dapples on you, and you're firing.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. Look, going really well up here. Getting great support. I've got the likes of Les Ross, Liam Birchley, to Rob Heathcote, who's been a major supporter of mine since I've been here, and had a lot of winners for him. So, it's going really, really well. I'm really happy the way it's going.
Well, you had a lot of success with Mick Price when you were in Victoria.
Yeah, I was with him for 15 years. So, we had a lot of success over those that time. And it's. It's just good that I've been able to transition to Queensland and hit the ground running.
Well, you literally are hitting the ground running because you've got to ride in the trials at Doomben now, Dale.
That's it. They're just calling us right now. So.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.